So by this point in the course, I kind of feel like I've probably overwhelmed you, some of you, and nerded out so bad that I've bored the rest of you. So if that's the case, put all that behind you and zoom in on the practical application. This is actually the important part. Being able to sing on pitch in the major scale and learn the numbers system is this course. Of course, I want to give all the context and nerd out and zoom out and explain why, but all that's kind of peripheral. The practical skill of being able to sing on it is the whole point. So this is the practical application part. And this is a very, very important one. So if there's any parts of this course that you go back to several times, I would say this lesson right here is one of those that you want to go back to a lot, unless you're super good at navigating major scale acapella already, because this is so important. It's such a life skill for any singer. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at the first worksheet, which I've called Ear Training Level 1. This is ear training on the major scale, okay? Now, don't worry if you don't understand key of A, key of B, key of G. I'm going to set you up in your key. So all you have to do is stay in the key. Let's look at exercise 1. I'm going to play the key of A major scale. That's an A. And of course, now we're back where we started on an A. It's just an octave away from where we started. Now we're gonna hear the next octave. A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A. Now you don't have to know those note names because we're using the number system. So what I want you to think of it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now let's sing it backwards together. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now you sing with me just playing this little cheap sounding keyboard right here. I'll play ascending scale and then descending scale. So you're gonna say 1 through 8 and then count backwards 8 to 1. Ready, go. So you should have ended up singing something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Now let's look at exercise 1. Okay, did you read along with me? Did that make any sense? So the numbers we're gonna use are 1, 2, 3, and actually 7 comes in at the end. Mostly 1s and 2s and 3s, and then I threw a little 7 in there at the end. So here's how it sounds singing and playing. So let's start at the beginning of exercise 1. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 1, 1, 3, 3, 1, 1, 7, 7. I'm actually playing it in a different octave than I'm singing it, so I could, technically, I probably should, play it down here. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 1, 1, 3, 3, 1, 1, 2, 2. So you may have observed by now, if you're not used to reading music already, that the staff, the musical staff, this 5-line thing that we're looking at here, has line space, line space, line space, line space. So alternatingly, those represent every note. So we're starting on A. One. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this slowly and leave space in between. So I'd love for you to take a guess, and then I'll tell you the answer. So there's your first note. So go for it. Sing number one. One. Okay, what's the second note? One again. Yep. What's next? Two. Two. Okay, now we're in the next measure here. Jumps back down to one. 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 Okay, try to sing the fourth measure here. Three. Three. One. One. Seven. Seven. That last part's the hardest part, so don't worry if you didn't get the end. Working with 1, 2, 3 is a great place to start navigating the major scale. So now let's sing it together. No keyboard. Ready? Sorry, had to give myself the first note. One. Oh, sorry. One, one, two, two, three, three, two, two, three, three, one, one, three, three, one, one, seven, seven. Okay, I want you to leave a comment in the student comments section below. Tell me how that went. Tell me if it's making sense. Tell me if you're feeling like you're starting to understand this numbers thing. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you need, how I can help you better. All of it. Okay, let's move on to exercise two. We're gonna change keys. So here's our new key. Keep going, but those are our home note B. That is our new one. So now we're going to build a major scale relative onto the home note B. One. Let's sing through this major scale. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, can you go backwards by yourself? I'll leave a little space and then I'll play the notes. So go ahead and sing eight. Now we're seven. Keep going. Once you feel comfortable in this major scale, let's go ahead and have you try exercise two. As you can see, that middle line there, that is B. Okay, so that's going to be our new one. Everything is built relative to that new one. So we're going to say one, then the second note's going to be two, that space note there, and then three. Okay, so I want you to try this, and then I'll play note for note with space in between. See if you can get these notes. Okay, ready? Here's your first one. Okay, so sing your first note. Okay, try the second note. Keep going. Thank you. Nice work. Okay, this one's actually a little easier than the one before because it doesn't have any sevens. It's just ones and twos and threes, and that's it. Let's sing it all together now. One, two, three, two. Now, what I want you to do is sing a measure at a time. Here's your starting note. Sing that first measure, those first four notes. Ready, go. Now, let's check our work. Did you get... All right, when you're ready, try measure two here. All right. The correct answer is one, one, two, one. Try the next measure. That's three, one, one, one. And we got three, two, three, three. Yep. Okay, good work. Now when you're ready, let's move on to exercise number three. Here is our new key. We're gonna be in the key of G. So our major scale will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And backwards. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now by this time, you're a little more familiar with this exercise we're doing, so let's jump in and have you sing the first measure, starting on one. It should sound like this. One, two, two, two. All right, try the next measure. One, three, two. Bonus points for anyone who got that last part. Very hard. 7, 3. All right, so that's the major scale. That's a few exercises. And again, another thing you can do is just whenever a song is on, sing the major scale of that song. Try to figure out where the one is and start singing the scale over it. So I'm gonna turn on a random song and let you just kind of hear what I'm talking about. Okay, let's see. Here's a song I've been learning for an event. Now I happen to know this piano part is on the one chord. Okay, it sounds like it kind of sounds like this low note is sounding like my do, my home note. So let me test it out. Let me test my theory. See if this do that I'm thinking is do is really do. And how do I do that? I sing the major scale, make sure it all fits into the scale of this song. One, two, three, four, five. So far, so good. Six, seven, eight. These are all notes that she has sang in the melody, so that's how I can confirm that it's right. If it all fits, there's not a note that doesn't fit. So, we're in C. Five, four, three, two, one. See how she's landing on? To me, one. That's what sounds resolved. That do is going to sound like you're resolving, ending a phrase. Now for you pros that are already amazing at the major scale, take a melody of a song you know or hear and try to see what number it is. You've been better to me. I'm thinking she's going, you've 3, 3, 5, 8, 7, 5, 4. You've been better to me. 3, 5, 8, 7, 5, 4. Let me see if I'm right. And of course, I play piano, so it's easier to check, but that's some games you can play. So every time you're listening to music, don't just check out and don't just blindly sing the melody. You already know how to follow people who are singing lead. What we want to do is get some independence singing on pitch in the major scale, but not the same note that the lead singer is singing. Let's do it one more time. Okay, I found do. Etc. Okay, I'll see you guys in the next practice session. We'll do a little more on major scales. We'll look at ear training level 2 and ear training level 3 worksheets. See you there.